What's up, everybody? How's it going out there?
Why can I not hear a thing?
Probably because your headphones are turned down.
Why are they turned down?
Okay, well, you just want to get right into it?
Yeah.
Hey, Platano, how are you doing, man? Hey, how do you say that guy's name?
Platano.
Yep, you got
Sunshine.
It.
Sunshine. Yep.
Platano, that's it.
Platano.
So your headphones may sound different.
Oh, yeah.
They sound quieter to me. So remember last week we had all that crackling?
Yeah.
That crack-a-lackin?
Crack-a-dackin.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, hey, Menace, I tried to fix it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very hard to fix.
Yeah.
Because...
You don't know where it's coming from.
I don't... Well, not only do I not know where it's coming from, I don't know what causes it. So generally, like...
It's the same thing.
Well, okay, all right, I see what you meant, like, where it's coming from as the cause. I meant, like, literally what chord... It was coming from.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's the same
not,
thing.
Here's why, okay?
It's the exact same thing.
So, like, if you're trying to fix something,
mm-hmm.
like, let's say you got a bad television signal,
yeah.
okay? Well, you know that it's caused by your antenna.
Sure.
So you can mess with the antenna to get it to work.
Yeah.
Or your antenna's broken, you know. You go get a new antenna, it's fixed. With the crackling, there's about 650,000 things that could be causing the crackling. It
yeah.
could be bad cords. It could be a bad electric. I don't know how that's possible. Look at my cord management.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Yeah, and it could be a bad box. It could be a bad mic. Do we debate like this on the show every time? I don't know if we're debating as much as I'm just yelling at Colby.
Yeah,
I'm not. We're both playing hurt today. We'll get into that. We'll get into that. So
both playing.
What was I talking about?
Chords, man.
Chords, man. Chords.
The
so,
clickety clackety.
So
second to sec.
I have no idea. I think I found the cause. Now the problem is I can't because the crackling just happened whenever it happened. Okay.
Uh huh.
I literally have to just sit here with headphones on
and then just mess with
and
things.
Just wait until I heard crackling.
Mm-hmm.
Change some stuff. Sit back down and wait to see if the crackling happened again.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was quick. Sometimes it wasn't.
Yeah,
like, I would have to sit here for 30 minutes.
Sounds terrible.
Just listen, waiting for crackling to happen. Okay? And I think eventually I found it. I haven't heard crackling since.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe... The culprit was, ironically, a piece of equipment I have called the Hum Destroyer. I think it's great that that piece of equipment
is
caused
broken.
A piece of hum, mm-hmm. essentially, that destroyed our show. It
destroyed it.
Yeah.
Made it the worst show ever.
It did.
Unlistenable, I think.
Yeah, if you didn't like last week's episode, it's because we blame it on the crackling.
The crackling is the culprit.
Yep, that's right. So, So I think I fixed it.
Oh, okay.
So I go through all of this to say the Hum Destroyer was literally one of the last things I checked.
Mm.
Because the Hum Destroyer is...
It should be the thing that doesn't create hums.
Well, it also has no power. It's literally a box.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it works because there's no electricity. It's just a metal box with an output and an input. That's it.
Magic.
So it just works...
Magic.
I guess magic, dude.
It probably takes some of the power from the board or something.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works. You know more than I do.
I know that it does work. I also know that we don't need it here. Back when we had the studio, we had really bad hum because we had really bad electric that place. And so I bought that to get rid of the hum.
Yes.
Here... It doesn't hum. It's quiet anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't need the Hum Destroyer. But in order to figure this out, I unplugged every cord. I turned off phantom power. I moved around power cords. I replaced the power cord for the soundboard. I changed the cords for the HDMIs. I changed the cords for basically all of the inputs and outputs from the board. And the number one thing I did was change the headphone. Because what drove me crazy is that I had muted and unplugged every single thing on the board.
Mm-hmm. And you still heard it?
And I still heard crackling. So I knew that the call was coming from inside the house. All right, and the board itself, it was $600. It's only like 3 years old.
Yeah.
It couldn't be the board because it literally just sits in there, is clean. It's taken care of because it's basically untouched. Like, there's no way. It doesn't move. Like, it can't break.
Not getting Matthew's greasy fingers.
Right, exactly. We're not spilling ketchup or whatever else Matthew probably did to our old board. You know, we're not putting out 80 blunts on it like you did with the board that was in your house. You know, spilling Jack Daniels on it and dumping ashtrays and rubbing
both
your butt cheeks on it. I don't really know what you did to that board, but that board was so dusty it didn't work anymore.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's definitely from smoke.
Yeah. Like, and that's not a, well, the ashtray stuff is a joke. It actually stopped working because of the environment it was in.
Yeah.
Like, that's horrifying. Because if a piece of electronics can buckle, imagine what your lungs are like.
Nah.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine it either. It's probably not smart.
Not gonna.
But here's the point I'm trying to make.
Did you see my Mac Pro? It's just, I don't even want to look inside it.
You should probably clean it out.
Should probably do that.
Probably should.
I mean, that's probably why it's moving so damn slow.
That absolutely
it's also
could
old,
be.
But
yeah. You know, your computer moves slower the hotter it gets.
Oh,
so,
that
like,
what
if it's badly ventilated, you could clean it out, and it might help it be faster.
Maybe.
Because your processor slows down if it gets too hot, because it doesn't want to overheat and melt. So,
smart.
Like, it's like built in. Like, if your computer gets too hot, it starts going slow.
It starts going slow, huh?
Yeah, so if you got, like...
That's probably what happened to
a
it.
A bunch of resin,
really,
you know,
old.
Just all over it, you know. And
should probably clean that thing
how
out.
How funny would it be if you popped the side off that thing, and it literally there was just a weed plant just growing in there?
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great?
Because I would harvest it.
Like, it would be like a little... Like, you created life, you know?
That's not how that works at all.
Is it not?
No.
Oh.
No, you have to take seeds... Plant it in the ground, nourish it, give it certain, you know, for water.
Oh no, man!
And wait for it to grow.
I feel like then the word weed is not true because weeds can grow anywhere.
It's technically called marijuana and cannabis.
Yeah, but so it's not a weed.
No.
So why do people call it weed?
Because people like shortening words to make it easier to say.
Oh
man.
Yeah, pot.
Cannabis.
Pot is literally shorter than weed.
Like, it's the same.
No, no, there's
fucking
three
syllable.
It's not the same though.
It's the same though.
It's not the same. Three letters, four letters. Big difference.
You want to be stabbed?
Yes. So, one of the things I did was try to figure out if it was the actual headphones that was causing the hum.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, none of it made sense, Colby. The hum destroyer caused the hum. That doesn't make sense,
it makes
okay?
Some
none
sense.
Of this makes any
it
sense.
It makes some sense.
So, what I did is I have a three-way splitter back there.
Yeah.
One that goes into the Mac, one that goes into OBS, and then one that was being unused.
Mm-hmm.
And our headphones, for the sake of simplicity, came directly out of the board. Now they come out of the splitter.
Okay.
So we hear, for the first time ever, how the show actually sounds to our viewers.
Mm.
So that's why we sound a little richer in our headphones. I don't know if you noticed.
I sound quieter when
well,
I'm back.
Your
here.
Headphones are probably... Well, yeah, that's going to happen too because the compressor... You hear the sonic exciter, which takes our
audio... So now
audio
I have to actually do my technique. That's
no,
what you're saying?
I'm not saying that.
Because I can't hear shit from here.
I can hear it.
I can't.
Well,
I can hear me talking.
I can. We can all hear you.
No, I don't think you can.
Here's what I'm saying to
here
you.
Here you can.
Here's what
see,
I'm saying.
See, this is good.
It's better.
You can hear that.
Here's what I'm saying to you.
Can't hear this!
Here's what I'm saying.
What?
Your mic technique has always been
poor.
This. You just now hear how bad it's been. Yes.
Well, this entire show, yeah.
No, the entire...
Back in the day, I used to be better.
Well, yeah, back before you got lazy and I cranked
that's
your mic
right.
up to super length.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, if you don't think people can hear you when you're back here, they've never been able to hear you.
Yeah.
You just now know what you actually sound like.
No, like on the... I don't know. It sounds different from...
You know I have that piece of software called the Levelator?
Like, I don't think you can hear this.
It's quiet, but we could hear it.
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
You know I have that piece of software called the Levelator?
Yep.
And what it does is it goes in and it takes all of the audio and makes it the same level consistently.
Yep.
I have a piece of hardware that does that.
Yep.
I bought it for Duo because we did so many shows live that I wanted a real-time Levelator. Because one of the big draws of live of Duo back then was that all the shows were live, so I wanted it to sound good before it went through all the post-production.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why now, when you move off the mic, it kind of makes it quieter. When you move on the mic, it gets louder.
Yeah.
So because
so you're saying you change stuff, or this is how it's
no,
been?
This is how it's for these guys in the stream,
well,
Ren TV,
you?
Platano, and Menace, who
they've
are
never
chatting.
Actually heard me, so they don't know.
They have always heard the. It's no different to them. It's the same at audio quality. It's always been for them.
Okay, so they've just never cared what I was saying. Then,
I'm saying
shit.
They could hear you. And
they can't hear shit.
It's either that or my headphones are down because you sound loud as fuck.
You sound loud, now I sound loud.
That's why my headphones are up loud, man.
But now, like, right here sounds fine.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how it should be. I told you people can hear you.
All right. Well, we're good then.
That's what I've been saying.
It was too quiet on there, so when I was here, I couldn't hear Dick. Now I can hear me back here.
Yes. And thank God for that, too.
Yeah.
I hate for you to have to lean forward.
Right.
I would hate for you to have to sit up straight.
We could try and do mic technique.
Why?
We've
gone through this
because
discussion
before.
Because
if I do, then I'm louder than you.
No, because I'll turn down your microphone.
Well, yeah.
To be of the appropriate volume.
Right,
we're not
so going to
have this contest
right
where we both get really close to the
microphone. Oh, you want to have this contest?
You
want to
have this contest?
Because it's louder
for me. Of course it
clearly
is.
Clearly, because the mic is louder.
Yes, because you talk back here.
Yes.
Imagine if I did the show like this.
That'd be weird.
You know how unprofessional it would look if I did the show like this?
Yeah. I am the unprofessional one. We can't be two unprofessional people, or else the show's stupid.
I kind of like this. And see, the thing is that people can hear me right now.
I can't hear you.
Because your mic is so loud.
No, I don't think that's
that
it.
I can, like, dude, look at this. Just to prove a point, okay, look at this. I'm going to go, last week, because we had the crackling right at the start of the show.
Yeah, sure.
You muted my mic as I said hello.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember that.
I don't.
If you watch the VOD of it, you can hear me say, welcome everybody, off your microphone.
Nah.
And then you hear my microphone come back on.
Nah.
And there's barely a noticeable difference.
Barely?
We could listen to this.
Barely.
Man. Listen to this. Where are you going?
Barely.
Don't mute my mic.
I'm not muting shit.
Are you turning yours down? Don't turn yours down.
All right.
Why? Why do you want to make yourself uncomfortable?
We are now exactly at the same
Yeah, but
game
you don't
level.
You don't project like me.
I apparently don't, even though I'm yelling into the microphone, and it's still quieter than you. I'm
sorry, man.
I think you broke it.
I broke what?
I think you broke it.
Just turn your gain to 3 o'clock. That's where it needs to be.
It's at 1.
1 o'clock? Okay.
1 o'clock.
This is where Chris keeps hers.
This is fine.
Yeah, but you have to be on the mic.
Well, I'm on the mic, ain't I?
Yeah, but you don't need to be.
But
we can turn it up
bad.
To 3 o'clock.
We're both professional now.
We don't need to be.
Well, that sucks
we
for you.
We do a podcast out of my son's bedroom,
that's
man.
That's more better than Pinella.
Here's my point. Look at this. Listen to this.
Tooley da tone.
Listen to this.
Tony motherfucking P.
Listen to this. What's up, everybody? How's it going out there? Oh, my mic was
there
off.
There was definitely a significant change.
but you could hear.
You yes.
can hear me on your
yes.
mic loud enough that my mic
that's
basically doesn't need
true.
To be on.
Yes. Put some bass. Is there no bass in my
yeah,
voice?
You want me to EQ your voice, man?
Yeah, man, go
all right.
for it.
The reason is there's no bass is because I can't EQ him. He's so far off the mic. But if you're going to be professional,
well,
Mike Colby,
mic.
Okay, here, I will actually EQ you.
We're changing up everything, man.
To me when
we're
I walk
changing
over.
Everything up. I am now the mic technique boss. Boss bitch. That's me right here. Put some bass in my voice. Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
You hear that room noise? That just
yes.
Up? Yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
That's because here's where Mike is.
On the gain or what?
No. The gain's up so loud.
Right.
That you can hear room noise.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't say anything.
Okay.
This is where your mic used to be.
Uh huh.
So I had to turn this knob
yeah.
all the way off.
So then I could be here.
So
and
there's
then you can
no
hear me.
Room noise.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the mid highs.
No. Oh,
if
yeah.
I turn the mid highs up.
Yeah, that's a lot of that's a lot of room noise, man.
Hey, look, you got a cold, dude.
Oh man, this is crazy.
Hold on, how about this?
I don't like this at all.
What the hell? This is too much of anything. This is way too much. All the things. Hey, stop fucking around here. Get this shit right because this is too loud.
You gonna work?
Hey, Pearl Harbor today was bombed by 40 Japanese intruders.
Hello, welcome to the 1920s.
I have cotton candy for you, and I'd like to sell you a beach ball.
There's this new rising power in Germany named Hitler, the Third Reich.
All right. I'll actually EQ.
Hey, that. Thanks, man.
That'd be sweet.
No problem, man. Okay. So now you're at neutral.
Okay.
This is technically what your voice sounds like.
Yeah.
Right here.
Is this what it sounds like?
It sounds horrible.
Sounds like dick.
So we're gonna fix this.
Let's fix it up. Bryn kind of liked that.
Well.
Good for him.
You're just repeating me.
I don't know if I can hear you yet
you
or not.
Do you not have headphones on?
I can hear you through my ears. Not the headphones. Do you need me to talk so you can figure this out? Because if so, I could talk. You're not telling me to do shit, though, so I really don't know if you need me to talk or not. I'm just going to continue to talk. Does this sound good? My face is right on the mic. Rickety-rickety right on the mic, man. Ticka-ticka-tack, ticka-ticka-tack, Tony. Tony motherfucking P. Coming to steal you. G. Oh, now I'm in one headphone. Now I'm in another. Now I'm in both. I'm a very hollow voice, man. This is what you get when I host by myself. Just, you don't want that. Nobody wants that. Is this more bassy? This sounds exactly the same as it was. Oh my god. Why? What? She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells. I can't even do it normal. Echo! Pie. What? What? What is this? Is this a phaser? Welcome to K-Tard. Why are you messing with the voice dynamic things? Why? I'm supposed to EQ my voice, and now I'm just a fucking hollow alien person. You're ridiculous. There are no need for any of these things at all. This one doesn't have deep voice, does it?
It doesn't.
Yeah, that's sad. That needs to be on every single one. It's sad that that thing does not do what our old one used to do. Yeah, buddy.
Really great representation of how loud your mic is because you can hear me through the echo.
Well, whose fault is that? You're supposed to be fixing that. Also, your mic is on too. How does this sound? Oh my god. This is terrible. Is this how it's gonna be? I have to be this fucking close to be this loud?
That's what professional.
Because right here, you can't hear shit. Right here is pretty clear. Ren like my humming, man. Oh, are we good here? Are we done? Did you fix it? So I just need to be right here then.
Yeah, I just stopped playing with it is all I did.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
Hey, guys. What's up, dude?
Hey, y'all.
Hey. 100% chance I reset the board to where it was before Thursday's show.
Nah, you won't even
how you gonna play? How you going to play games? When you're up that close on the mic.
Great question. You might just need to bump the gain just a tad bit.
I don't like you. It looks like you're in a consensual relationship with your
I am.
When you're talking
her
like
name
this.
Is Shirley.
Yeah.
And we've known each other for about a year now.
Okay.
So.
Rin wants you to hum, dude, and just meditate.
I know. That was
it.
A great hum.
It was a really good hum.
Thank
I
you.
Will give you that. But yeah, the effects on that board are very limited. They're just. Like reverbs and flangers.
That's really dumb.
Yeah, there's no like pitch shifts, which is sad.
Yeah, that's the one thing that you need.
I know, right?
It's pitch shifts.
But, I mean, we don't really need
shift
it.
Shift in the pits,
because
man.
Because I have to go in there physically pits. And move knobs in order for it to work, which
yeah.
is...
Yeah, get a virtual one, man.
You don't need 16 channels.
I don't, but I also need money in order to buy other equipment.
Nah.
So, like, at some point, you know, like, gaming PC, nicer cameras, and, like, redoing the audio so it's not a radio studio in the 1950s.
Oh, like all this jibber jabber back there?
Yeah, like, you can do what I do here, I feel, with, like, three cords and a USB mixer.
Yeah.
But
I have a two
I don't have that. What I have is all this.
Audio interface.
Because most of this stuff I built pre-USB audio in existence.
Yeah.
Like, I learned how to do all this in 2003, 2004. Like, digital audio wasn't a thing. Like, no. That's back when they were still, like, advertising on TV for box set vinyls, dude. Like, I mean, like, that's a long time ago. I mean, like for me, this is what I know, but I also know that it would be way easier if I only had, like, $1,000 to just reinvest. Yeah. And I could, in theory,
sell all of it?
But how do I do that? That sounds
that
like
take
a lot of
more
work.
More time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You couldn't just sell it all at once and then
right.
switch in the amount
right,
of time
Right, because the thing about these studios is, like, you can't sell them to somebody, like, as a piece, because no one needs what you have exactly.
Right.
Like, unless they're trying to do exactly this, which no one is, because they would just go
buy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you got to, like, find, like, collectors,
mm-hmm.
you know, who want this stuff. I don't even know. I don't even know,
Craigslist
man.
Equivalent?
I don't think there is one, man.
It's Craigslist.
Yeah. Like, here's one. No weed resin on mine.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's a very unusual thing to find out in
right.
the world.
Like, I mean, honestly, some of the proof of this is that, like, Tone had a ton of my equipment.
Yeah.
And the only thing he really kept and used is my shelf and my tables. And also,
shelf?
Yeah,
that
you know
metal
that
shelf?
No, that black shelf. You know that I have, like,
black shelf.
I think he uses it for toys
right
now.
Yep.
Yeah, that used to hold audio equipment on it.
Right. Yep.
And now he has that, and then he has my tables. He has three of my tables, which you can see on the unofficial podcast if you ever want to take a look at my tables.
You know.
And he gave me back all, well, I took back because it was at his house getting weed resin all over it, but.
He doesn't smoke.
Well, he did then.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I know you're right.
Pretty sure, yeah. He had a lot of rappers over at his house.
Initially,
they definitely smoked.
When you gave it to him. Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because that's before I was starting to do Twitch, and
when
he
moved,
was.
Yeah, before
so I gave
he
a bunch
started
of stuff.
His podcast, I wanted to steal one of the tables for a dining room table.
That would be a bad idea.
I should have done that.
Dude, like, no joke, there have been several naked people on that table. You do not want to eat dinner off that table.
I will eat it. It's not off the table. It's on a plate.
Matthew's butt's been on that table, man.
No.
Yes.
Why do you tell me that?
Well, I'm just trying to save you.
Where do you get one of those?
That's from IKEA.
Is that where it's
Yeah,
from?
They're super nice, super cheap. I love it because they were just white tables, man.
How
good for the aesthetic.
How cheap?
I think I bought all four? I had four, right?
Yeah.
I think I bought all four for $100.
Mm.
So what is that? 25 each?
Yeah.
Quick math.
Quick math.
Why was that so hard?
I don't know. But yeah, that's like the perfect size of what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for anything big.
Well, go get one of those tables.
Not because Matthew's butt's
well,
been on it.
Well, only I think one of them.
Well, yeah, which one?
It's that
I'm
one.
Not playing the
it's,
fucking
it's
game
that
here.
Matthew's butt may not have been on one of those.
Mm. You already broke it.
I think my butt absolutely has been on it.
That's
and funny. Can you look me in the eye and say White Cameron did not put his butt on there?
No.
Because I assume White Cameron's butt's been on everything that he's been in contact with his entire
studio.
Life.
This microphone.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's a messed up dude.
It's great. How old are these puffers?
Oh, when I was going through cords, dude, like no joke, I was like, you know what? It's probably this cord. This is the same XLR cord I used on Seth and Brian.
Crazy.
These are newer because they're shorter. This, like, there's no way for me to know for sure, okay? But I am fairly positive
No.
that this is
No.
this has been around for a good few years, and you could
yeah,
you could tell because it's yellowing.
Yeah,
where
no,
my lips are.
I remember you had.
I had
same
one that was like super yellow.
Seth and
yeah.
Brian, yeah,
that one that might one be in there. In that blue box is the microphone I used for Seth and Brian. It might have that old puffer on it. You can go look if
the
you
blue
if
box.
You, yeah, the big blue box.
What blue? Oh, the blue tub.
The big giant box.
It's a tub. It's
whatever,
not a box.
Whatever, man.
I ain't looking.
Yeah, you're not looking.
No, there's too much stuff in there.
It's. I think it's right on top. My that box is.
Oh, you think it's right on top?
It's surprisingly
dude?
Organized.
Do you
actually,
think it's right on top.
I do think it's right on top. I'm gonna log into my Gmail and find out those IKEA tables.
Definitely not at all
on top. Okay, well then don't look.
Is it a box?
No, it's probably under a box if there's a box in there. Yeah, well, it's kind of unorganized right now because I just went through a bunch of cord redoing.
Nah, man, you just got a treasure trove of random stuff.
Yep. I'm going to find out those tables for you, man.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Let's see. Let's see. They should have. I should have a receipt in here. Let's see. IKEA. Yeah. It only goes back to... This ain't right.
This ain't right.
Where's, like, shipping? Like, can I do, like, ship? Like, IKEA ship? You think that would pull it up?
Maybe.
Here we go. Yeah, your IKEA order has been shipped from April of 2014.
Not been around the time, right?
Yeah, this would be it. That's not it, though. That's another IKEA order. Parcel via FedEx? That might be it. Shipped. See, I was trying to find if they had, like, I don't know. You think you could look up this order number? You think it would be around 5 years later? What do you think, man?
Maybe.
You think IKEA is that... Good.
I don't think IKEA just has a look up your order number slot.
They should. I mean, that's all they give me in that email. I feel like that's what they should have.
I don't know, man.
Take me to IKEA United States.
When? Yeah, no.
Customer service. Let's try that.
Nope.
Looking for a status on an order. What about that? What do you think, man? Track your order. See, enter your order number right here.
Oh, my God.
Ordered off Faldo.
Nope.
That's awkward.
They don't keep shit for
They don't have it. Well, okay,
ago.
What about IKEA thanks? Because they'd say thanks, right? If I bought it, they'd send me a thank you email, right? Thank you for your order right here. $124.95. Yeah, right here. Here it is. Here it is. Limnan and Aldis. That's what I bought right here, dude.
Jesus.
This is the name of these tables.
$20 each.
Let's see if it still pulls it up. Yeah, they're still at IKEA right here, dude. Look at that. There it is. There's the table. $20 each. Look, they're on sale right now, man.
What colors they got?
They got them in black, brown, or blue, like that.
Oh, my. Okay. Atlanta, okay.
All white, white, black. That's the exact table we have right there. Okay. And we have white, blue, and white, silver color.
Hmm.
Pretty good, huh?
I mean, for $20, yeah.
I mean, for $20,
and
right?
They're good tables too,
dude. They're sturdy.
Yeah.
All get out, man. Like I remember, like this was my first ever IKEA purchase, and all I remember is people being like, "IKEA's cheap. It'll break. It's all crap." You know,
it's better than Walmart.
That is a big hunk of solid wood for that tabletop. The legs are metal. Like that's I don't feel like there could be a better table.
No, not
honestly,
for that cheap.
Now these chairs, this is also an IKEA chair.
Oh yeah.
Now these chairs, although it's had a lot of butts in it over the years,
it's a fine chair.
It's fine. It's not the greatest, but it was also probably $20. Let's see. I bet this one's in here too, man.
You know how much fucking fold table chairs are at Walmart?
Agreed, man.
About like $15, $20.
And they're
bucks.
Not nearly as nice.
Hell no.
Yeah, it's got to be this one.
Hell nah.
Oh, I did have to buy an extra leg. I think I broke one. I do remember that.
You
now, see, this is what bones you. Look at this, dude. Okay, so this table right here, all right, $20. Okay, but if I wanted the leg, look at this. $18.50 because the shipping was $15 because they had to ship it parcel in a big old box.
Hmm.
It's crazy, man.
Sturdiness was a lie.
Well, I think, well, they screw in,
mm-hmm.
and I think I did it sideways, and then because I'm a Neanderthal, I just, like, twisted as hard as I could.
And then you stripped it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I mean, that would make sense.
It's a $20 mistake right there. I kind of remember this. I was like, should I just buy another table? Because it'd be about the same price, because the shipping was ridiculous, but we didn't need another table. But now I kind of regret it, because we probably, like, you could have had a dining room table, man. I'm sorry. Sorry, here's another thank you for your order. This has got to be it. Yeah, the Fingal, man. That's the name of the chair. These names.
Oh, it's an actual place.
Oh, it's a place in Finland. No, Dublin.
Dublin.
That's weird.
Dublin?
Why is your chair named after a place in Dublin?
Dude, that's probably where it was made.
That's weird, right?
Or the designer made it there.
Okay, where's Fingal at? It's not on here? What the heck, dude? Did they discontinue this chair? They did.
What?
That's nuts. But anyway, look, you can see the chairs, though. Like, this one looks pretty much the same. I think this is the same chair.
Nah.
I think so.
Nah.
This is your chair.
Nah.
This is the chair. It's the exact chair.
That is the exact
chair. It's just the Rinbaget now instead of the Fingal.
Maybe they lost the rights for Fingal.
Dude, who knows? But yeah, this is absolutely the chair. So this chair was $50. $50, I feel like it should be better.
Yep.
For 50.
Yeah.
But, I don't know for sure. The Fingal might not have been 50. How much was it? 39. It's 40.
Hmm.
And I got two of them for $80. Total cost was $99.98. That's back when I had money. That was nice. So yeah, need two chairs. Okay, I'll get them. Yeah.
Miss money, man. Do you miss the money?
I don't miss the money. I miss being able to get things that I need. Like,
so money?
No, it's not really about even getting the thing. It's more like if something breaks, I'm boned.
Yeah.
Like, if that, like, for example, like, the crackling in the soundboard was actually from the soundboard itself, for example, like, I just have to live with the crackling. I can't go get another soundboard.
Right.
So it's either I never stream again, or you guys get crackles.
You get crackles.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't like living on the edge like that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's
or like when
bad.
My screen goes bad.
Right.
You know, and your best friend has an extra screen they don't tell you about.
Yeah.
You know, so you're like, well, I guess I'll sell
some of
my most.
Well, I'm out of screens now, bro, so you're kind of screwed.
Well, I know. That's why we use this broke screen up here.
That's a broke screen?
Yeah, dude. Look at the lines through it. It's trash.
I don't see shit.
Look at it down here. Look at how much clearer it is. You see that difference?
No.
It's not as good because it's white. Like, if we look at, like, see, look at the quality of this photo. See the horizontal lines running through it?
Oh, a little bit.
I would show you, chat, but literally I can't.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because it's the monitor that's broke. So this is the worst show we've ever done. It works. That's my point. Like, if I still made money, I could just get another monitor.
Yeah.
And then I would have this problem solved.
Well, you just got to ask chat, man. Where they
chat
at?
Chat does plenty for me. Okay.
$100.
Well, the thing is that, like, if someone gave me $100,
I wouldn't spend it
on a monitor because I don't need it. What I do need, though, is to pay my electric bill.
Oh, do you
every
need
month?
That?
And yeah, so, like, that's what I use it for. Like, people occasionally would come into chat and be like, "Hey, if I get you like $50 to buy this game, will you play this game?" And I'm like, "Dude, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not going to spend your $50 on that game. I'm gonna take Chris out for a date or something, you know, something meaningful."
So just send you the game then is what you're saying?
Yes. If you want me to play something, you have to give me no other
option.
No other option.
Like, no money, just like.
Like, see, Menace just sent us a nickel for the monitor. So now I've got 2.5 cents starting that monitor fund. I promise you, Menace, I will keep that 2.5 cents for the monitor and spend it on nothing else. I promise. Okay?
Promise.
I promise.
Yeah.
I promise.
That's easy.
Yeah.
That's easy to do.
It is easy. What are you feeling like that's not?
No. I doubt you can do it.
Here, let's just do this here real quick.
Good. Gotta type something, man.
I already did, man.
Oh. Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Oh, you want to read that message? Got a new cell. You want to read that message?
Hi, it's me, Seth, from the Seth and Colby Show. This marks my 9th month of paying $5 so I can get $175 back and a hog emote. Totally worth it. Everyone watching should sub too. Thanks also. Follow me on Twitch.
That was the worst reading of all. You read that like a text-to-speech robot.
Yeah, that's what I tried.
Okay. Well, you did a really good job if that's what you were trying to do.
That's what I went with.
So, but yeah, follow me on Twitch. Thanks. Thanks. I need to beat Ren. Ren has more followers than me now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So. He's almost has more followers than Seth and Colby.
I mean, we're all pretty close.
Well, yeah, but I think he has 159. We have 162. I have 156. He's whooping us, man.
We're whooping him.
Well, by three?
Yeah, so then how is he whooping you?
Well, he's whooping me by four.
Oh, four and three?
Three. It's literally three and three.
Oh, my God. You're dumb. And
next, by Thursday, though, he's going to have more than Seth and Colby.
You're dumb. You
and
know
so
that?
We're going to we're gonna have to wage war. Do you think the radio war, you remember radio wars? Like, do you think people ever do that on Twitch and have, like, fake Twitch wars?
Sure.
You know? We should bring that back. Problem is, we can't do it against Ren because he's a nice guy. Like, I feel like he would take it very personally if we just start attacking him. Even if it's not serious, you know, it's like one of those fun, you know, radio war jokes.
Sure.
But if we just start attacking him, his appearance, his quality of content, you know, if we start attacking all those things.
The same thing to us.
I don't think he would.
I couldn't handle it, man.
I don't think he could.
Couldn't handle it. Bring it back, bring it back.
Radio wars.
Oh.
God. We can't do it. Colby is obviously not sharp enough.
No, I'm not.
But his mic technique is good.
The years of pot smoke.
It's clogged up the brain.
Clogged up my processor. It's moving slower now.
Oh, my God, dude. So, we were supposed to talk about things.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I drank...
A lot?
Way too much last night. Man.
Yeah, a lot.
Like, it's one of those days where I woke up and I was still drunk in the morning.
Yep.
So I don't have any hangover.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel tired.
Right.
Because...
That is what a hangover is.
I feel like hangovers, though, you feel like bad, though, right?
Well, yeah, you don't feel 100%, do you?
Well, I don't feel 100%,
That's what a hangover is.
I don't know, man. I feel like people are like, I'm sensitive to lights and like I
no,
got a pounding
that
headache.
That is goddamn fucking Hollywood bullshit.
It is.
I've never had, like, I can't look at bright lights.
You literally did a show with sunglasses on
that
a couple months
ago. That was for
the spectacle. That was not either because
also,
you...
Also, you didn't want to see my face because I looked like fucking this.
Well, that's because you were... That's because it was so bright. Means you're a vampire, not hungover. I always do get those confused.
The light thing? Yeah, the light thing, bro.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't have my sunglasses, so I can't do it with you. They're out in the car.
Too bad.
Dude, you can't look super cool.
You're left out now. You're all alone. This does make things actually much more soothing.
Okay, well, anyway, we're not flipping tires after the show.
Oh, is that happening?
There's no way.
Is that not
There's
happening?
No way I could flip tires.
I'm really glad you said that because I didn't want to flip
Thank
tires
God,
either.
Thank God, okay?
Not today.
Like, last I told that to Chris this morning when I was laying in bed, and I'm like, I'm not flipping tires. She's like, are you be able to do the show? And I'm like, yeah, I'll do the show, but like, I'm not flipping tires.
No.
And she's like, Colby said last night that's the best time to flip tires, to get you out of your hangover.
That's true.
I'm like, that is not... gonna happen today. No. But next Sunday, flipping tires, all
okay.
right? Can we do it next Sunday?
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Not get drunk.
Right.
Drunk.
Well, see, So here's the thing. I'm 31 years old, okay? I'm too old to do what I did last night. Like, my body physically
Maybe.
Is not capable of it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally getting too old. And so Chris and I, because Chris is on summer break, and she had her gallbladder removed, you know, this summer. And she was losing a ton of weight, and I was doing pretty good. And then she got her gallbladder out, and so she could actually eat food again for, like, the first time in 2 months because mm-hmm. it was causing her so much pain. You have to monitor your diet and all that. And so we kind of went ham for, like, a month.
Oh, yeah.
But now Chris is going back to work in, like, 3 weeks, and she's like, I need to wake up early. I need to get back into a routine. I need to start, you know, I'm going to eat lunch every day, the same thing every day, like everyone does when they go, well, you don't. But most people, you know, they bring their own lunch, and they
yeah.
eat the same thing every day. And
I've been eating ramen, like, every fucking day straight.
Okay, well, there you go, man. I mean, you didn't used to. You used to eat Burger King or Wendy's or McDonald's.
Yeah.
Or,
and that now, was before I bought $2.30 12-pack ramen.
Yeah, well, that's also before you turned 25, and now you start getting fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't help either. But... here's the point. The point is that last night was supposed to be our last hurrah. Because
last hurrah.
Starting tomorrow, we're going back onto the hey, we can't eat like fatties anymore. Hey, we got to exercise again. And so, like, what I did last night, because we went to Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, Chris and I had a gift card that we've literally been holding on to for, like, 6 months. So we went to Buffalo Wild Wings. Colby's been talking about it. You know, we actually made plans to go, like, what, probably 2 months ago, but then Chris's gallbladder thing happened, so we couldn't go.
That's right, yeah.
And so we finally got to go out. We had a couple's dinner, which is gross. And I ate and drank so much last night.
Mm-hmm.
From 5:45
yeah.
till 1:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking and eating.
Did you look at your receipt? Did you see how many beers you had? You didn't have eight.
I didn't.
I know you didn't have eight.
I did not look at my receipt.
You had four or five.
I had five tall boys, though.
Yeah.
Angry Orchards.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back home. And I had 3/4 of a 750 milliliter bottle of Fireball.
Yeah, that was what got you.
Yeah, like I was drinking out of like a beer cup, you know, like a stadium cup, 16-ounce cup. I filled it probably nearly full, I think twice, and drank that whole thing. And then by that time I was so drunk I just said whatever, and I just started drinking right out of the bottle.
I missed that part.
I think you were probably pretty drunk then, too.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
And it was one of those things where, like, I was so much more drunk than everyone else.
Yes.
Like, Britt didn't even drink.
No. Nope.
She was sober.
Mm-hmm.
The whole night.
Basically.
Chris was drinking beer, but like a normal person. So yeah. She might have felt good, but she wasn't drunk.
No.
You, because you're kind of like me, we don't know the meaning of, okay, that's probably enough.
Right.
But you don't have my tolerance.
I'm not going to stop drinking until I'm laying down in bed ready to go to bed.
Right. So you were drunk.
Yeah.
But I was drunk.
Yeah. No, I was nowhere near your
No. Life. Well, I was drinking whiskey like you were drinking beer.
Yep.
So not a good thing. So I don't even, it's one of the, like, I remember. It's like a dream.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of remember parts.
Do you remember asking Britt, like, 15 times?
Oh, yeah.
She liked you better than...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I forgot that Chris yelled at her to tell me until Chris brought it up this morning. I don't remember you leaving.
Okay.
I don't remember...
I won Trivial
like,
Pursuit.
Like, I remember you
I'm
walking out of the door.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how... It was decided that you were leaving. And then I don't remember getting into bed.
You're out of the room. You're out of the room when I won the game.
Where was I?
I don't know, messing with the video in here, maybe? And then I won Trivial Pursuit for the first time all night.
I did export like three Let's Plays last night. I came in here this morning and they were going. And
you were doing some stuff.
I don't remember them starting.
You were doing some stuff.
So I guess thanks, drunk me.
So yeah, I won the game. It was 1:30. I was tired.
So you won trivia right before we left Buffalo Wild Wings, and then you won trivia right before you left my house?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And then I won every single game of Liar's Dice last night.
Yes.
3 for 3.
I'm mad about that, by the way.
Oh, man, I know that game.
I can't play Liar's Dice when I'm drunk. That's clear.
I can play it when I am.
I just remember, like, at one point, I was like, there's 8! Fives, like right at the start, because I was just mad about losing.
Yeah.
But saying that doesn't, like, that means I lose, because mm-hmm. their next person's gonna be like, no, there's not, and then I'm out of the game. And for some reason in my head, I was like, this is gonna get them. 8 fives. What are they gonna do now? I'm definitely gonna win. And I remember just raging out because that happened. And
that's great. Yeah, there was one game where Chris had 4, I had 1, and I worked her all the way down to 1.
That's unbelievable,
and
actually.
Won again, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I was too mad, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Colby, we played like 5 or 6. By the way, Dos, which is an Uno spinoff, not as fun as Uno.
No.
Also, we need to play Uno with Britt sometime, our version, so
yeah.
She understands the pain and humiliation
of our
Uno.
Game, man.
Right.
Fuck that rule of shit.
Draw one card and then move on.
That's
kids'
that's
rules, man.
Bullshit.
Yeah, we got to get real Uno up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Real brutal tear relationships apart Uno. That's what we like it here. Nothing. with words that I can't describe.
Nothing gets worse than just never finding the color or the number that you need and just going through the entire deck and just taking the entire deck with you.
Yes.
Nothing's worse than that.
No. Like, when you get to the point where you have so many cards in your hand that you start making color-coded piles on the table in front of you, and you don't even care that people can see your cards because you have so many, you whatever card they see, they know you have, because you literally have every number combination possible.
Yeah.
Like, that's real Uno.
That's real Uno, and that's where it goes downhill real quick. You want to die. Yeah, I
want
to
die. That's what we want.
That's why I don't play
Uno. That's the type of game we want, so we need to do that sometime.
And that's a dumb game.
Yeah, but I think we could probably talk about it. Like, after Thursday, Colby was a little drunk, and he messaged me on Discord at like 2 a.m. And he was like, hey, man, you know, he was just very calm. You know, we're like best friends, you know, I love you. We did a good show and blah, blah. I'm so happy. And at the very end, he's like, I'm going to buy that capture card for the camera. Hold me to it tomorrow. And so, like, I was reading that.
Yeah, bitch.
And I just messaged him back, and I go, in the morning, and I go, how you feeling this morning, man? Because it was like 2 a.m. when he sent that to me. And he was at work at 8 a.m. the next day. So I'm like, how you feeling today, man? And he was like, you know, doing good. I don't remember sending that last part, though. And so then I just sent him a link to it on Amazon. And then he's like, oh, I can't do it this week because, you know, poor, blah, 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 blah.
I'm poor.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then I just called him a big fat liar, moved on.
I ignored you.
I knew it was too good to be true anyway. Yep. Like, but then yesterday at Buffalo Wild Wings, he was talking about how he went to Old Chicago. We were explaining the World Beer Tour. Which I remember last night you told me we need to do.
Yeah.
And then I remember being like, we don't have money. And then you looked at me.
God damn money.
You're like, you were at the place. You were like the place in your drunken state where there were no problems in your life. And then I quickly brought you back down to earth.
Yeah,
you were like,
oh, yeah, the beers cost money.
Yeah, you were like,
they?
We're just going to go to Old Chicago and we're going to drink every beer on the World Beer Tour. And it's going to be great, dude. And I'm like, you know, that ain't free. Because in your head it was. But you were talking about Old Chicago and how you had a gift card, and then you remembered that you just have a $100 Amazon gift card.
I do.
That you've just had.
Yeah.
That you haven't used.
I haven't used it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to use that to get a capture card for the camera.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't bring it today, by the way.
That's okay.
Completely forgot. Well, I woke up at 1:30.
That's all right, man. Today, we're playing hurt. Okay?
Playing hurt.
You can do whatever you want today because you didn't give me any trash about not flipping tires. So I'm fine. All right? Whatever, dude. Thank you for not making me flip tires today. Next week, we'll flip tires.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So I think we're reinvigorated both in my life and the show. Next Sunday, probably.
What now?
When do you think we're going to have the new branding and stuff done? You think you'll have it next week?
That's not the second, is it?
I don't know. I honestly
don't. We said the second, bitch.
Well, yeah, but
I got 10 days. I got 10 days. That would be not this Thursday, not next Sunday, but the Thursday show.
Okay.
2 weeks from now. Not this Thursday, next Thursday.
Yeah, so it's a week from Thursday's episode.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I should be able to do that.
I'm just thinking, like, we could debut the camera and the overlays at the same time.
Yeah, we could do that.
And so, you know, Sunday would be a good day for that. But
we could do that.
Fuck,
I mean, why?
Because we have the
fuck
camera.
Why?
I just want the camera, man.
Why do you want the camera?
I just want the camera. We need to look good. You got good mic technique.
No, I don't.
You know, we're gonna.
I'm still about the same place I was at, typically.
Yeah.
Or was it back here?
I'm absolutely just going to just turn your mic back.
Don't do that.
I'm going to do it.
Don't.
You
I'm
look,
fine.
You look super uncomfortable.
Why?
Like, I mean, you look like you're not comfortable.
I'm fine. If it's not, then I'm back fucking here like a dingus.
Yeah, but who cares?
Me. Does this look appealing?
It feels appealing. It feels so good. Oh, man. This is the new show.
How are you struggling over there, man? Is this the worst?
No.
Is this the worst show you've ever done, struggling-wise?
I feel like I've had to have worse shows.
Maybe. Like hungover shows, though?
I mean, I can't remember anything worse than this, but if I'm being 100% honest, I really can't remember anything but this either, so.
That's true. No, I think this might be the one that I remember as probably the worst.
It's going to be the worst for me after the show, when I turn it off and then I still have to work, but all the energy is drained.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I fast charged a cell phone, you know, So I have 2 hours of battery. And so I'm going to do like an hour and 50 minutes worth of just blowing time on Facebook. And then the last 10 minutes, I'm going to try to run all digits of pi. Is like what this is going to be like. Like, my battery has so much time left in it, and I'm blowing it all on this show.
Right.
And then I got to do all the intensive creative stuff after the show.
What's the intensive creative stuff?
I'm going back through and trying to find 4 clips from this pile of dreck that we created today.
You should have been clicking the button. Click the button. There you go. You clicked the button. The pile of dreck?
Pile of dreck, man.
Oh, my God. Dude, look at all those viewers, though, man.
Where?
Electronic skateboard, electronic longboard, the Commander Root, banana, nana, marana, manana, nana.
I don't think that one's a bot.
No, you sure?
No.
You sure?
I'm not sure about anything. The only person I know that's not a bot is Menace.
Yep.
Also, when we were talking trash on Ren, he didn't say anything.
So yeah, he's just like...
I don't think he's here.
No.
I feel like he's also a bot at this point, right?
Yeah. They have a fake... long-haired, bearded man that just sits in a corner of a stream going crazy playing Get Over It.
Now, he played The Sims 4 the other day, and he just made, like, transvestites.
Hmm.
And, like, I tuned into his stream for, like, half a second, and he just had this fat, middle-aged man, and he wouldn't let him go pee. He just made him pee in the middle of a room. So, like, I don't know what Ren is doing with his life.
Yeah, that sounds great.
But, I mean, obviously, that's why he has more followers than us now. But, like, I just look at that. Like, it takes a special type of person to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, that's why I do it, because I'm inside an empty hole that needs to be filled.
Okay.
Always struggling for entertainment. I mean, that's why so many comedians, you know, kill themselves.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're always down, you know?
Sure.
And, like, I'm not saying I'm that way, but I'm saying that all people who have a passion for this, at some point, they have some part of that in them.
Yeah.
And so when I go and I watch Ren, a full-time Twitch streamer trying to make it, and he's trapping his Sims in a bedroom and making them pee themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what is really happening in this man's life?
The dark underseed that's right, popping out.
I feel like he's not getting enough hugs, or I don't really know.
Needs something extra.
But like, that just can't be healthy.
Like cocaine or
like he
shrooms.
He also
something.
He killed one of his Sims by making them swim laps in the pool.
Constantly,
yeah, and he removed the ladder, and then they died from exhaustion. Like, it's like that is, if that's not a metaphor for his life right now, if that's not a cry for help, I don't know what is.
Ren, it will be all right. You can make it through. Stop murdering fake people, or don't. If that's your release,
I mean,
go
if
for
what
it.
He needs to get it out of his system.
Go for it, man.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm seriously, I need like an hour or two by myself at some point, because I want to get down on some PUBG.
Oh, that's right, I forgot you got PUBG Mobile.
I downloaded it on my phone.
And by the way, Morris, hi.
Yeah,
the view bot. Also, Menace put in chat like 15 minutes ago, what's the etiquette for drunken messages? And like, I'm at the point where like I read that and thought in my head, I don't know. And because I don't know the answer, I just never acknowledged that he said it, because I feel he could read my mind.
Yeah. Can he?
Clearly not.
Clearly not. No.
No, thank God.
No, I think... What do you mean, etiquette? What is the etiquette for drunken messages?
Because
send it or not send it? Or
no,
to,
I think
how do you
it's in
it?
Reference to you saying, right. I'm going to buy this, and mm-hmm. then do I hold you to it?
Oh,
because
right.
you were drunk when you sent it.
Probably not.
And I think it's... I would say, no, you shouldn't, but if it's something you really want, yes, you do it anyway. That's what I would say.
Piece of shit.
What was I gonna say?
I don't know, man. PUBG.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. PUBG.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Yeah, man.
Just why?
Because it was
like, what made you decide to
free
get it?
And on the list.
Is like Brit like playing on her phone a lot? Is that why?
Yeah.
So
she's
you're
been
like
playing these two fucking games. And I'm like, well, I want to play some fucking games.
Right.
It's been a while since I played any phone games. So I downloaded two. I downloaded PUBG and I downloaded Rise Up. And Rise Up. It's one of those simple motherfuckers where you just, it's like, it's a level you go until you can't kind of games.
Okay.
And it's really simple. Downloaded a lot faster than PUBG.
I bet, yeah.
PUBG took a hot second.
I couldn't even download PUBG on my
phone.
But
yeah, you just like, there's things that come and you gotta save your balloon from, oh, I died.
You died on the first one.
Oh, the game in the description, it said nobody's gotten past 1,000.
Okay.
The best I've gotten is 500.
That sounds pretty good then, man.
Yeah, I mean, still.
Yeah, I remember you playing this game last night at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, because right as we were leaving.
Oh, fuck.
You said, I'm no longer playing trivia. I'm now protecting my balloon.
No, that's a different thing.
Oh.
They had a kids game on the tablet at Buffalo.
Just also balloon related?
Pop the balloon.
Okay.
And literally, balloons would float onto the screen. You pop them, and then the game ends.
Okay. Oh, my God. Powering down. I have a cure.
You have some coffee there? You have the cure, huh?
I don't think it's going to help.
That's the first time I think you've ever powered down. And now you're making me yawn.
Like, it just happened.
You goddamn
like, my body was like, that's enough, Seth. That's enough. That's all you get. Powered down. That's it. That's all you get. Like, my back just stopped supporting its own weight. It's like, no, sleep.
Get some of that caffeine, man. Wake you right up!
I don't think it's going to help.
It just did!
It helped you. It hasn't really helped me yet.
Well, don't drink 3/4 of a fireball bottle.
You're right, and I never will again.
You will again.
No, I'm not going to do it again. I can't do it again. I'm too old. My body can't do it.
As you get so drunk that you can't tell that you're drunk anymore.
And instead, and so my best friend here, instead of saying, hey, maybe don't do that, you're 31
hey,
and overweight.
Your fiance
he's like,
did.
You want some of this?
Your fiance said, maybe put it back.
I don't listen to her.
Well, you should.
I listen to you,
no,
man.
Why listen to me? I am evil, and you should know that. So it's your fault. It's your fault. You devil.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm the devil. I've said I'm the devil multiple times.
You are. You are the devil. You want me to die of drunken poisoning. Well, he likes it when I'm drunk.
Drumming poisoning?
Drunken poisoning.
Drumming poisoning, man?
Colby likes it when I drink.
Yeah, man.
I'm fun.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, but I have to.
Because you get ridiculous. Like, ridiculous.
Yeah, I do. Although last night I remember looking at you and going, I'm doing a pretty good job of being like appealing, like acceptable for Brits.
In Brit mode.
In Brit mode, that was the, like, because yeah. You know, I gotta be not weird when she's around.
You failed at that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I don't remember failing.
Like,
at it.
She likes your weirdness, so it's fine.
Okay,
which is why I said that mode's unneeded. But
no, I just,
you failed at
I
trying
know
to
I,
be anything
I kept,
but who
I
you
kept
were.
Some stuff back, man.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, the a little bit. But
yeah,
still not a lot.
Yeah.
You let some of the flood walls down.
Yeah, it's probably the floods just banging up against the wall. Someone's going to leak
all
out.
That fireball, man.
It doesn't matter if I'm holding up the wall. You know, it's just leaking over the top. There's too much. But yeah, I'm not gonna drink that much ever again. I told Chris this morning I'm never drinking again, but that's not true. I love beer, but like
I say that all the time.
I'm not gonna do that ever again.
Yeah,
I can't.
Smart.
And I think it's fine. I over engorged in wings, and in drink, and I got it out of my system. Man, that was like my college last night.
Nope.
Yep. Now I'm ready to put on a suit and a tie and enter the corporate world.
Like, God, bring it back.
I don't think so.
All I want is a bottle of Fireball and some fucking wings. It's my one thing I want, man.
I think the problem is this is going to sound good. I think the problem is, honestly, is that I hadn't had wings in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I built them up too much in my mind, and they didn't live up to the hype.
Dude, mine did. The fucking Chipotle barbecue rub, man. It is the best thing I've ever put in my mouth. Both you and Britt tried one, and you were both like, "Yeah, it's all right."
It was all right. I don't like the rub.
It's
I think
the goddamn golden I like the god taste of wings.
I just didn't like that it's a rub. I don't like feeling the texture of the
texture's the best part.
The sprinkling on my mouth.
Oh, know? The sprinkling.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
Like
you just
it.
Like your mouth doused in fucking sauce.
I love sauce.
You like to be drooling sauce.
Oh, just spurt that
That's
sauce
just
on
ridiculous.
Me, dude. That's what I wanted.
That's just dumb.
But. All four of us were so drunk we left our leftovers there.
Yes.
Like idiots.
Yep. Yeah,
like,
we did.
We probably left 15 wings, Chris and I did.
Yeah, yours was probably the worst one. I had like four left.
Yeah, but. We had a full box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sad about that. Yeah, although, not really, because I wouldn't eat them.
Oh, I would have ate them last night. Or this morning.
I'm still full.
Still full?
From last night.
I got fucking Wendy's earlier, and it was the worst thing I ever put in my mouth.
I don't feel like I ever want to eat or drink again.
Yeah. They're drinking and probably going to eat today. So, have you literally ate nothing since you woke up?
I had Chipotle.
When? Today?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, you ate something.
Yeah, it was too much.
It was too much?
It was too much food.
What'd you get?
A big ol' burrito.
Why do you get the burrito?
Because when I'm hungover, I eat Chipotle burritos because it's big and meaty and...
Well, yeah. Get the bowl.
No,
it's better for you.
Can't move my arm.
So what? You like grape on it like a dinosaur?
And Chris just throws the burrito into my mouth.
Oh my god. Yeah, no. My drunk food is a burger. And Wendy's burgers, I thought used to be good, and now they're just getting worse.
Wendy's is literally the worst.
Yeah, it's just getting worse.
They take forever. They don't really taste that good.
No.
Like, I've never really liked Wendy's, but I like their chicken nuggets.
I don't know where else to go.
You know?
Chicken nuggets
Chris likes their baked potato.
You get a baked potato at Wendy's?
Yeah, Chris gets a baked potato there.
That's fucking weird.
Well, I mean, I was back when she couldn't eat anything, gallbladder, so baked potato was like a treat. Because potatoes apparently you can eat as much as you want. The bad gallbladder, so.
With the bad gallbladder.
I feel like my nose is running. Show's off the rails.
Yeah, man.
It's off the rails,
it's
man.
Not drunk you anymore. It's just dead you.
It's like my brain is now spurting whatever it
spurting.
Spurts. What happens. All right, let's see what we got on the show prep. By the way,
I think we exceeded our...
Look at my show prep scribbles from last night.
Wow.
Look at that. That's pretty good. I got way too drunk. It's on here. Talked about that.
Yep.
$100 Amazon gift card. Talked about that. Yep. Colby is a liar's dice champ.
Kind of talked about
that. We talked about that. And the crackling situation.
Talked about that.
Okay, we covered all of our show prep. Let's just end the show.
We got an hour left, man.
We have whatever I say we have.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Yeah, we do, and I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion was in a thing.
Oh, yeah, we could talk about that. We
did
talk about that.
Nathan Drake.
Dude, oh, we also, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movie trailers.
Oh, Jesus.
That we could watch, too. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
That sounds really
easy. That's like
easy
work.
Well, it's Comic-Con. It's Comic-Con right now, and I don't know, I feel like this year... I feel like I don't hear as much about it as normal. Do you feel that way?
Maybe it's just that we're not paying attention to it.
I don't know, because I don't feel like I'm doing anything different. Like, yeah. I just, like, I'm on Reddit and Twitter, and I just don't see that much about
Trump,
it, you know?
Everything's Trump, man. Trump.
I'm so sick of Trump.
Trump.
Who cares about Trump?
Dude, he said, I like Vladimir Putin. I don't like Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
I hate Vladimir Putin, but he's coming to the White House.
I don't care at all.
Oh.
Why do people
care?
You
know what's funny to me? Now we're going on a tangent.
That's fine.
Like, the only people that are going to get really mad about the fact that Trump invited the president of Russia to the White House
right. Is
everyone who voted for him.
Okay,
because
yeah.
Most of anyone that voted for him were old Midwest
right.
Old people.
Right.
Who lived during the Cold War.
I don't know if that's true, though, man. Like, I know
that's
what you're saying.
That's gotta be true.
I mean, no,
like, they hated Russia because every day in their life, they were like, I might need to get under my desk because there's gonna be a nuke that goes off.
Like, my grandpa's like 74.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is like, I think he's 48. Like, they're Kansas Republicans, man. They love Trump, okay? Yeah. And, like, I don't ever talk to them about it because I just don't care. Mm-hmm. But, like, I hear them up there discussing stuff about Trump, and it's just all of it is wrong. Like, every single thing. Like, everything that they say is twisted so Trump's some type of god.
Yeah, and so those are the what you're saying, I don't get.
What you're saying is true. All these people that, like, my grandparents who lived through the Cold War, they should be anti-Russia.
Yeah.
You know, and so they should be mad about this.
Mm-hmm.
But in some, they're gonna twist it in some way. I don't know how, because we don't think like they do. To make it like it's a good thing.
Logically, in my mind, yes, it would be much better for the world if Russia and the U.S. got along.
I would think so. All I remember is my mom telling me when I was growing up that Russia's going to be like the one of the big superpowers in Revelation when the rapture happens, and they're going to take over the world and dominate.
My grandmother said something like that, too.
And she's like, China and Russia are going to take us on. They're going to crush
us. The Pope didn't consecrate Russia, and so therefore the world's going to end.
Right, but everyone's okay with Pooty Putin, Trumpy Trump, you know, apparently, being like this. And I don't understand how it happens either, but I do know that your logic is sound, but you're wrong because it's logic.
Yeah. Who uses that?
Yeah. Not the
in
people
TV or politics.
Like, at least not the people
days.
In my experience voting for Trump.
Yeah.
Do you know who's running for anything in Kansas?
Yeah, I looked. We don't have a House of Representatives vote this year because Mike Pompeo was our representative. Okay. Then he got taken to the CIA.
Right.
And so we already had that vote.
He
like,
runs
earlier
the CIA
this year.
Now.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's I think we idea. Only have a senator vote, and I have no idea who the
fuck's
going.
We have governor, too?
Oh, yeah. We have all the local stuff.
Right.
I just meant, yeah.
Federal. Do you know who any of those people are? See, like, Chris was yelling at me yesterday because I've not registered to vote.
Yeah.
And I was like, it doesn't matter
who
I vote for. And then she told me that, like, the only reason it doesn't matter is because people like me don't vote. And I told her that's not true. But I have no way of proving if whether or not that's true.
Well, I mean, typically, I'm assuming you're more Democratic, so you would vote for a Democrat if they're good. So, yeah, it's
no, I
pointless.
Just vote for him anyway because
it's
I don't care.
Here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what is even the point? Is the reddest state in the nation. Like, Utah looks Democratic compared
to
us,
probably,
man.
Like, the localer stuff. Like, anything for Wichita specific, I mean, it might be a bigger deal because we do... We're a little bit more, you know, progressive than, like, Mulvane. Or Bel Air.
I guess I don't know what issues appeal to me. Like, are they going to make Wichita not suck?
No.
Then why? What am I voting for? Like, what? Who should
I? Well, they could. They could legalize marijuana, man. We'd become the next Colorado.
But don't we do that?
What?
Like, don't they put that on the ballot and then
we
vote
for
it?
The people that put that on the ballot.
Can that happen at a city level? So we can make it legal in Wichita, but it'd be illegal in Valley Center?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably not.
Right? Like, it's got to start up at the government, like the state level, right?
Yep.
Like, I just don't even know, like, if I'm like, okay, I'm going to get into politics, and I'm going to vote for Mayor X over Mayor Y, I don't know why I would vote for Mayor X over Mayor Y.
Yeah, regardless, either of them are going to do what, you know, they're going to do.
Right. Well, and... I mean, that's another problem, is that even if I voted, it wouldn't matter. Because no matter who I put in there, they're going to take money from special interests, and that's all they care about.
Yep.
And that doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
No.
Because honestly, I mean, sure, they might take different money.
I think the only thing they really do is, like if there's natural disasters or some shit like that, they could be like, look, we're transferring funds to help out with this aid effort. Other than that, they're going to put the money where they're going to put their money.
Right. And I just don't even know where I would begin.
Doesn't matter what they say on their campaign trail. Everything on campaign trails is lies.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, even if they're on a campaign trail saying stuff, I don't even know what I want to hear.
Right.
Like, because the only thing I want is really for, like, women to be able to do what they want with their own bodies. Okay? Men, too. All right? I mean, we can already.
Yeah.
But you know. It's quality. Don't SJW me.
Right.
And then, and for people just in general... to do whatever they want, like marriage-wise, and for people to not hate people.
Yeah.
And none of those things are going to be changed by who is mayor.
No.
Because that's a national shift in attitude.
Yeah.
Don't matter who you elect.
I don't know. The only thing that you really can't do that you should be able to, I don't know, drugs.
Yeah,
if you want to fuck yourself up.
That's not going to...
That's better. It's better to get drugs off out of the hands of fucking criminal drug dealers and the cartel and into the hands of the government, which can profit off of it through taxing.
Yeah, well, some would say the government is already profiting on it because most of the
cartels
are run
by the
government.
True, but it's all underground, man, and we don't see shit from that.
I don't know. I just... None of that's going to change by one person getting elected or two different senators getting elected or any. I just don't understand.
And that's
like,
why
what's
not
the point?
Really much has changed under Trump. Like everybody thought,
right,
like, once
that's
got
it. Yeah.
It's gonna be terrible, man.
Right. Well, and that's that whole Trump Gret subreddit. Like all the people are like, you're not doing anything for me, and I'm like, that's because politicians don't do anything.
Mm-mm.
Like the only thing they could do that really would be scary is like start a war.
Yeah.
And they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But anything less than that, it probably, one, won't affect our lives that much. And two, it probably nothing will even happen.
Right. I mean, I'm sure there's things that affect some people. Like, I mean, military contracts probably affect something. That,
well, it affects some, like, of the economy, sure.
Some of the
but,
raw exports
but see, to
that
me,
we have
like,
probably affects something. But
I don't know, man. I just... You're probably right. Like, I hear about those tariffs and stuff that affect, like, farmers, you know?
Right.
And I'm sure that sucks, but, like...
Like, you're not dead.
Well, right. And also...
You can find
another solution.
Does
it matter? Like, I feel like if Trump wasn't there and it was alternate reality and Hillary was there, if it's not the farmers, it's these people now.
Right.
Like, someone's gonna get boned, no matter who is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be me.
Right, because they each want to do their own agenda, and by changing something, it's going to affect someone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, sure, Trump boned the farmers, but Hillary would bone small businesses, or what? You know, whatever it is. Like, no, as someone's getting boned.
Yeah. The only thing, I mean, okay, I changed my tone from Hillary being the better of the two evils when the election was coming around. Mainly because I feel like we would be in war with Russia right now. As to
See,
compared
I
to
don't.
Trump. Really?
No.
Really?
I really don't.
Putin would not respect Hillary at all.
You think Putin respects Trump?
More than Hillary.
No, Putin likes that he can take... Putin is me, Trump is Matthew.
Yeah.
I don't respect Matthew.
But...
I hung out with him because of what I could do to him.
Right, you like him better than a snake.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, see?
That's true.
See? Ta-da. Hillary's a snake.
That's what my grandparents used
Lock
to talk
her
about.
Up!
Like, I hear about
Lock
it.
Her up,
like,
man!
Like, they'd be talking about it. I just want to be like, who even cares about Hillary anymore? Like, she's so deep underground.
She used to be. Now she's in the news, man.
Doing what? What's she
talking
doing?
Talking bad about Trump.
Everyone's talking bad about
yeah,
Trump,
she just
man.
Wants in the game. She said she's not gone yet.
Well, who cares? Does
gonna,
that matter?
She's going to run again in 2020, man.
God, I hope not.
Bet money.
I'm just sick of hearing about her.
I am too.
Like, I don't even care politics or not. I'm just tired of hearing about her.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of hearing about Ted Cruz. I'm
oh,
tired
yeah.
of him. I don't want to hear any
I'm
more
tired
about
of Trump
these people.
Too. I'm tired
about
all
Trump.
The motherfuckers that
I'm tired
they're
of
talking
all of
about.
And I'm
just
not
constantly talking shit.
Like, to be clear, I'm not tired of their policies or their actions. I'm literally tired of their existence. Like, I just don't want them to exist. Just
eradicate.
Bye.
Eradicate. Yeah, just get rid of
no, them. No, I don't want to be eradicated because it would talk about that.
Nah.
I wish
bit,
that they didn't exist, period.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of hearing their names. I'm tired of seeing pictures of them.
Well, I brought them up, so let's move on from it.
I mean,
what trailers you got here, man?
Honestly, we didn't talk about Trump. It was like I'm a moderator for the Wichita Discord, which
mm-hmm.
is a hilarious thing.
That is
okay?
ridiculous.
If anyone ever watches this show, I'm sure they will immediately unmod me.
Probably smart.
But, I mean, I can run a good community. I'm not a Wichita, really,
because mm-hmm.
I don't participate in anything.
Yeah. Okay?
But I can make sure there's no spam or hate speech. I can
sure.
I can do that. But, like, they're just talking in there about Bernie Sanders' rally. Last weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know, did you know that happened, that
no.
Bernie Sanders came here?
No.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders came here, and there was some lady there, too, and I think the guy for governor that Bernie supports.
Hmm.
And they were all here. They're all talking about it, and they're like, it's going to be great, man. We're going to have a blue midterm and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just thinking to myself, I don't know, besides the fact that they're not Trump, I don't know why I would vote for the other person either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess I don't. Is that what they mean by the uneducated voter? That, like, if I walked up to any random dude and I'm just like, why are you voting for him?
Yeah.
Besides the fact that he's not this person? Could they tell me specific policies or reasons as to why he's actually better?
Probably some people, yeah.
But the majority of people know, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, would you know? Like, if you go vote, you're just going to vote for probably the blue side, too.
Because
everyone in Kansas who's on the red side is 87 years old. And they don't know about the internet. So we'd vote the blue side, but why? Just because they're not the other side.
Yeah.
And I just don't even know where to begin on learning what they do.
And I'm not going to trust anything they fucking say either.
Well, and that's a separate issue for me. Right. Like, not only, like, even if I found someone who's like, well, this is what they're going to do, I'm going to be like, one, they're not going to do any of that. They're going to try real hard be the one Democrat in the Senate full of Republicans, because Wichita and Lawrence will send someone, and then the rest of Kansas will vote with their sheep herds or whatever they're doing out there in their wheat fields, and send Joe Schlamme up there.
Joe Schlamme,
you know, with his corn cob pipe and his
big old Schlamme,
his big old mustache, and I don't understand why those shitty folk believe that gay people should exist at all. It's just so fairly funny to me, man. It's so funny to me. I'll tell you, it's like me being in love with my cow Bessie.
That's probably accurate, sir.
That's right, son. Now go fetch me a coffee. Black.
So, your whole point's just disproven by what you just said. It's like you being in love with your cow. You are in love with your cow. So why can't gay people be in love with other gay people?
Son, last time I checked, this is America.
It is?
And it's a free country.
And also, gay marriage is legal.
Not for long, son.
Not for long,
Not for long, son.
Not for long.
Not for long.
2020.
That's, yeah.
MAGA.
And then he walks in, there's that Democrat over there from Wichita. I heard they can't even keep their baseball stadium up. They're going to replace it with soccer. What is that? Have I ever heard of something so European in my life? Nothing slaps me
those
in the face harder.
Fucking immigrants changing everything around here, taking away the classic American game of baseball, replacing it with Satan's asshole toy.
That went extreme there.
I have a real big hate for football. Soccer.
I know, man.
Oh, fuck that.
I mean, that does suck.
Sporting Wichita, Sporting KC. God, blow me. Can't.
Soccer. It is horrible.
It's soccer, Morris. It's fucking soccer.
It doesn't really matter what we call it, because it's still terrible.
It's dumb.
It's horrible.
If the motherfuckers didn't get killed, didn't break their leg off of, like, a dude touching their back, it'd be a little better. But that's everywhere. They flop like other motherfuckers I've ever seen flop.
They make LeBron James look like a gladiator. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
And they get paid millions of dollars.
To flop.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Most watched game on the planet, I don't...
That's because they can't afford basketball goals.
They also,
soccer can be played with a ball.
They also...
End of list.
Why, if it's so great, why do they only do it every 6 years? Huh?
Bowl
every year.
Yeah.
Some Super Bowls suck. Some Super Bowls are good. All right? 6 years, man. The Olympics happen more often. It doesn't make any sense.
He says 4 years, bro.
I thought it was six.
But regardless, 4 years is ridiculous.
I thought the World Cup was every 6 years. I'm going to argue with a European about this, man.
A football fan, man. He's probably going to know more than you on this, bro.
Cup.
You know what? Quidditch. That's a game we need to invest in.
Let's go. FIFA World Cup.
Quidditch.
Where's the next one? 2022 is the next one. Is that 4 years?
That's 4 years, bro.
Well, that's awkward. It's in Qatar. They went from Russia to Qatar. It's like the Communist March World Cup. Where's the next place it's gonna be?
China.
Stalin's bedroom. I was trying to think of the guy who used to run Iraq, but I couldn't remember his name. Saddam Hussein. Saddam's palace?
Was he communist?
No.
Well, then that was
neither is Qatar and neither is Russia, but that
Russia
doesn't change
is.
Me. For, well, they're not now, are they?
Yes, they are.
Russia's communist?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes.
I don't think so.
They are 1,000% communist.
I don't think so.
They have a national, yeah, it's definitely communist. Them and China.
Russia is...
It's a federal assembly, man.
Yeah, see, they have a president and a prime minister, man. Where does it say? Like, where's their...
Google, is Russia communist?
Okay, that would be smart. Is Russia communist? 2018, okay, let's see. The answer is no. Russia can no longer be seen as a communist country.
That is bullshit. That is bullshit.
Here's a
fake news.
Here's what the last 2 minutes has told me about
us.
About us. We don't know anything.
No.
About anything.
No.
We don't know how often the World Cup is. Mm-mm. We don't know the governments of giant countries that we're angry about. Apparently, I'm not really angry, but America in general is just angry
They're
about
definitely
Russia.
Definitely communist.
They're not, man.
Communists.
They're
yes.
a federation.
They're a federation? Sure. That's their beard. Secretly, secretly, they're communists.
Well, I think that's the way China is. Like, technically, they're communists. But, like, see, Russia hasn't been commie for a long time, man.
Morris, stop being smart.
Okay, so in 2026, it's going to be in Canada, Mexico, and the United States.
Huh?
The FIFA World Cup.
Oh, Canada. It's candidate.
No, host countries right here.
Yeah, but the candidate cities and venues.
What?
Candidate. They're
host
not going to be in three different places.
No, I think it is.
No.
Canada, Mexico, and the United States all had publicly considered bidding for the tournament separately, but the United joint bid was announced on April 10th, 2017. The United bid contacted 48 venues in 43 cities, 3 venues in 3 cities in Mexico, 8 venues, 6 cities in Canada, 37 venues in 34 cities in the United States. The bid was ultimately cut down to 23 venues in 23 cities. Voting took place on June 13th, 2018. United bid won, receiving 134 valid ballots, where the Morocco bid received 65. Upon the selection, Canada becomes the fifth country to host both men's and women's World Cup. The latter was in 2015. Mexico becomes the first country to host 3 men's World Cups, previously in 1970 and 1986. And the United States becomes the first country to host both men and women's World Cups twice, having hosted the 1994 men's and the 1999 and 2003 women's World Cups.
So I was wrong. Again. I don't know why I pretend to know things. I really don't.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Is the Earth round, man?
Why are they doing it in 3 different countries?
Because reasons. They got to step up their, you know, in entertainment game. Because they suck.
It doesn't feel like a World Cup if you can't go to it, right? Like, I thought the whole point was that, like, you got to go and watch a bunch of soccer games.
Yeah, but now you have to travel between 3 different countries.
3 different countries, man!
Yeah, man.
Like, I mean, like, you go to see the Olympics, you gotta travel across the city, you know, to see different stuff. Like, I get that swimming isn't in the same place that gymnastics is, but they're in the same city.
Yeah. Nope.
That's this is the stupidest sport.
3 different plane
of
rides.
All time.
It really is. It really is.
Just when I think they couldn't get any dumber, they go and do something like this.
Yeah, man.
That is the dumbest. I literally am flabbergasted by how dumb this is, man.
That is really dumb.
Let's click this clip that Platano sent to us. Oh, that's you trying to say his name. We don't need to relive that.
Platano?
Yeah. It's BS. UK has only hosted the World Cup once, and that was over 60 years ago. See, Morris is mad.
They're not bringing it home, Morris. They're not bringing it home.
Morris, just join us on the hate train, man.
Yeah.
It's plenty of room.
Fuck soccer.
Plenty of room, man. Just
fuck football.
Plenty of room. Look at all these places.
American football.
Dude,
man.
Look at this. Here's where to go. It's going to be the Rose. It's going to be Los Angeles, New York, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Baltimore, Houston, Denver, Kansas City, and Atlanta. Oh, my God. It's coming to Kansas City. We got to move.
Dude.
Where do we go?
Kansas City.
Are you excited now?
Is that on the Chiefs? That's where
yeah,
it's
Arrowhead
at, right?
Stadium, yeah.
Jesus Christ. You know they have a big old stadium for
also Philadelphia,
now?
Nashville, Seattle, San Francisco, Boston, Cincinnati, Miami, and Orlando.
Wow.
We got to go to, like, let's go to, like, right here. This is where we can escape. Or you know what? Minneapolis. Let's go to Minneapolis.
There you go. There's not here. Hooligans.
Soccer hooligans, man. They're going to be everywhere.
Yep.
That is... I guess I don't understand how the World Cup works. I just feel like they had to be in one place, but I guess they're not in one place.
Also, you tell me they're going to repaint the field to be a soccer field in all these stadiums?
Yeah, I don't know where they're going to find the money in Mercedes-Benz Stadium to do that.
I'm just saying, that's too much work to fucking deal with soccer.
You know what I think I'm going to be most disgusted by?
Mm.
Is the amount of people who are going to go to this in America who are going to pretend to like soccer.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah. It's going to be all these people who are like, I've always loved soccer. Let's go watch, you know, Sporting KC is the greatest, you know. And then 2 days later.
So many people have fucking Sporting Wichita and Sporting KC.
I didn't even know Sporting Wichita was a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Where do they play? A playground?
Hartman? I don't fucking know.
I hate it, dude.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's infecting our culture. It's mad. I'm mad.
This is the immigration issue.
Revolt!
About. Let's get
this
sport out of our country.
Get this sport out of the world.
Can we build a fence that keeps soccer out?
We need aliens that just come and destroy everyone who likes football. Morris, I'm sorry. You're good.
I'm just disgusted. I just don't even know what to say. So
just watch some trailers, man.
All right, let's watch this trailer. Okay, we got Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald.
I want to see this Godzilla thingy.
We got Godzilla. We got Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Shazam.
Shazam.
Glass.
It's Glass.
That's that. I was actually hoping you would tell me. It's the new M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Oh, great.
But I was hoping you...
That's fun.
It's a sequel to the Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson one that came out a long time ago.
Untouchables.
Yeah, and then the one with Professor X, I think, is also a part
Split.
Of it. Yeah. Because that's the one at the end of the movie... Bruce Willis comes out, right?
I have no idea. I never saw Split.
I think so. You're not going to know either. Okay, let's watch this stupid Godzilla trailer.
Yeah, man. King of the Monsters.
Let's watch it, man.
I thought the next one was going to be Godzilla versus Kong. Dude.
Our world is changing.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
The mass extinction we feared has already begun.
Oh, wind.
And we are the cause.
The wind.
We are the infection.
Is this another storm? What the fuck is this? Yeah, why even run?
She'll close the door. It's
why even run? You're fucked.
She closed the door. It's going
to
be fine.
But like all living organisms, the Earth unleashed a fever to fight this infection.
Sure. Is there any notable actor in this?
And rightful rulers.
Kid wanted to not be, man.
The Titans.
Is that Ice Cube's son?
I think so.
These creatures have remained in hiding around the world.
Oh, Thomas Middleditch.
That's the guy from Silicon Valley.
And unless all the Titans are found...
I mean, that's the lady from Stranger Things.
Our planet will perish.
11.
And so will we.
Oh my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
They are the only guarantee that life will carry on.
Is that a big turtle?
So you're telling me this is Pacific Rim without the robots?
I mean, that Godzilla's pretty sweet looking, though. Pretty good looking Godzilla.
Everything is blue. Oh, there's some orange.
Well, it's either blue or orange in Hollywood.
I am sorry, but this is the only way.
What are we watching?
I don't know.
Long live the king.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me, Tywin? Get out of here! Get the fuck out of here! Tywin? Tywin motherfucking Lannister's in this thing.
Yeah, man. Charles Dance. He's an amazing actor. He's too good for this movie.
Yes!
All
of those people are too good for this movie.
So does this have anything to do with the one with the twins from the Avengers in it?
I have no idea.
Bryan Cranston's Godzilla?
Yeah, I have no idea. It looked like the same typography and everything, so I mean it might be related.
The whole world is destroyed.
Rian Johnson in directing this one, is he?
I don't think so.
Wait, no. Did he direct it? No.
I don't know.
He directed Looper. I meant Gareth Edwards. He did the first one.
I don't know, man. Does it say?
I don't know. They don't have credits
in here, do they? No, they don't.
I highly doubt it.
Like, the whole world was destroyed, right?
Yeah, I mean, that looked like, yeah, extinction-level events.
I don't understand, dude. Hey, Blue, how you doing? We're watching trailers. All right, man, do you want to watch Fantastic Beasts, Aquaman, Shazam, or Glass?
Let's see this Aquaman.
All right, Aquaman, dude. 2.5 minutes this trailer is. It better be friggin' good, okay?
My father was a lighthouse keeper.
It's already bad.
It's really bad.
It's already bad.
My mother was a queen.
Shazam looks talented. Okay, we'll watch it.
But life is a way of bringing people together. My father was a lighthouse
keeper. Is that an American flag? Are you just putting an American flag over her?
I don't know.
But life is
a way of
bringing
people together. No, it's just an Indian blanket, dude.
No.
He could unite our worlds one day.
Okay, I thought Aquaman was born in like a like by a fish. Like he has his edgy hair back when he was a kid.
What the fuck, man?
Let the snake out.
I've been looking for you. Your half-brother, King Orm, is about to declare war upon the surface world. The only way to stop this war is for you to take your rightful place as king.
God, the audio mix in this trailer is horrible.
You do your best thinking when you're not thinking at all.
That was the worst pep talk ever.
You might want to strap in.
I would just love it if they didn't give him, like, the most generalized quick comeback lines ever. This is badass! Really?
My brother has come from the surface to challenge me for the throne!
If he doesn't say I'm gonna break his Orm in this movie, I'm gonna be so mad, dude.
I'm gonna break his Orm?
Because the state's King Orm? I'm gonna break his Orm!
I'm no leader. I came because I had no choice. I came to save my home and the people that I love.
You think you're unworthy to lead because you're of two different worlds. But that is exactly why you are worthy.
That was a xenomorph right there.
That was awesome.
I don't know if you just saw that.
The war is coming to the surface. And I'm bringing the wrath of the seven seas with me.
That was awesome.
We're here.
What are you doing? Hey, wait,
have a parachute!
Redheads! You gotta love them!
Man, god damn it.
What is that, dude? That also looks horrific.
That was fucking holy shit. Brit's in here, of course. She likes Jason Momoa.
If Britt won't let me talk about other man's boobs or other woman's boobs around you, but she can do the love eyes for another man who is clearly superior than every man she's ever met in real life put together, and we're supposed to be okay with it.
Yeah, man. Feminism. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, feminism is a thing, and if women want to show Colby their breasts, they should be allowed to. That's what I have to say. Take that, Britt.
Bam.
She got roasted, man. Mm-hmm. She got roasted. All right, let's watch Shazam because Blue is super excited about it, and I don't know anything about it. You know anything about Shazam?
I have no idea. All I know is it was Shaquille O'Neal at one point in time.
That's Kazam. That's a different movie.
It's the same thing.
Okay. Go, man. It can't be worse than Aquaman.
God, they start all the same fucking same, man.
I can take care of myself. When you're 18, give these people a chance, because that's what they're giving you.
That's a DC movie,
this is
too?
Billy Batson.
Yeah.
Make sure you make him feel at home.
They seem nice, but don't buy it. It gets real Game of Thrones around here. Dude, just messing around.
You look at me and you're like, why so dark? You're a disabled foster kid. You've got it all. If you could have one superpower,
I like that better than Aquaman.
Everybody chooses flight. You know why?
So they can fly away from this conversation.
No, because heroes fly.
That's pretty good. I kind of like this trailer.
You need your fake family to stand up for you?
It's not taking itself too seriously, you know?
Yeah. Man, sorry about that.
Go, go, go! Grab it! Get out of the way!
Curse these subway doors.
Baby Batson. I choose you as champion.
As champion?
I heard I choose you as Jake. I don't think that's what he said, though.
Hello?
Say my name so my powers may flow through you.
But I don't know your name, sir.
Shazam.
Are you for real?
Say it! Okay!
Shazam?
He transformed into Zachary Levi?
This means Billy!
What is happening?
You're the only person I know that knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff.
Can I?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's crazy, right?
What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to pee in this thing. AM to the BM,
BM to the AM. Colby's not happy. He doesn't find this funny. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes.
If I quit this season, I still be the greatest. You okay? Why are you talking? BM, sit down. You know, I don't think that's gonna buff out.
Your phone's charged.
What the hell?
You're like a bad guy, right?
Shazam! Gentlemen!
You have bullet immunity!
I'm bulletproof.
You're dead.
Come on, man. You know,
out the window.
You have no soul, dude.
We're not getting robbed.
Oh, hey. What's up? I'm a superhero.
I just don't even know what I just saw.
That's the first DC trailer I've ever watched, and I'm like, I could see myself watching that movie.
I mean, there
and
was
maybe
some funny parts,
it.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I'm very curious as to what the fuck Shazam is.
I don't know who Shazam is.
He's a kid that can turn into a superhero man anytime
he
wants
to. I think he says Shazam and he turns into Shazam and then he's bulletproof and he can tie people up with Christmas lights real good.
Oh my god.
What's going on with your hair right now, by the way?
Dude.
It's like it's trying to escape your scalp.
Yeah, man, I got that Star Trek ship look going.
All right,
or as dude. Other people call it, the paintbrush.
All right, well, the only other one we have is Glass, which I guess we could watch, and then we have Harry Potter. So everyone is just so excited about this Glass movie.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't have any idea why. Let's watch the trailer, and then we'll see if we can figure it out. How about that? That's probably the smartest thing, right?
Sarah Paulson.
It's amazing to meet you.
Yeah, see, Platano's excited.
It is simply extraordinary. Maybe this will all make sense if I explain who I am.
Sure.
My name is Dr. Ellie Staple, and I'm a psychiatrist. My work concerns a particular type of delusion of grandeur. It's a growing field. I specialize in those individuals who believe they are superheroes.
Good for you.
Weird.
The three of you have convinced yourselves you have extraordinary gifts like something out of a comic book. David Dunn, the only person to survive that train wreck all those years ago.
What do you do?
I'm in security.
You think you have superpowers?
It's a feeling. Vision. I have to touch them.
You believe you are a protector.
My name is Patricia.
I have no question. There are 24 identities.
I'm Mary Reynolds.
Por favor, senora.
We almost got you, bro.
That live in that body with you.
The beast is coming any minute now for you guys.
But what I am questioning is your belief that you are something more than human.
And yet, it is true.
What?
My bones break easily.
I've hit 94 breaks in my life.
But you have an extraordinary IQ.
This is not a cartoon. This is the real world.
No way.
And yet, some of us still don't die with bullets. Some of us can still bend steel. I've been waiting for the world to see that we exist. May I meet the Beast?
I hope for your sake that he likes you.
That sounds like the bad guys teaming up. A lot of people are going to die.
Don't do this.
Are you ready?
What do we call you, sir?
First name, Mister. Last name, Blast.
Nope. Probably should have seen the first two movies too.
Yeah, I haven't seen Unbreakable or Split, but I remember like Split had that big twist where Bruce Willis came out from Unbreakable and no one knew it was a sequel. And then this ties them all together, so that's like the brilliance of it. Like, M. Night Shyamalan played a twist on us in real life with his sequelities, dude.
You guys disappoint me.
Hive, how you doing, man? How you doing? Man, that looks cool, but I'm intrigued, but mostly because I don't know if they actually have powers or, like...
I don't know anything.
Like...
I don't know anything about what I just watched.
I'm kind of curious what old Professor X is going to do with those four cheerleaders he's got tied up.
Dude, you know what he's going to do.
I do. He's going to kill them, I think. I'm pretty sure he's going to murder them.
Eat them.
He's going to murder them.
He's going to eat them.
So that's something. I mean, it kind of makes me want to watch those movies. Are they scary?
I heard Split wasn't, like, horribly scary. It's a little, you know, like, on the edge of your seat kind of thing, but I don't think
thriller,
it's going to be,
not scary. So it's thriller, not horror? Okay.
That's what, suspense? It's definitely not horror, for sure.
Like, I just...
You're not going to be watching Saw.
M. Night Shyamalan is, like...
It's like The Village. The Village was kind of scary.
Well, it's so... Yeah.
It ends up being nothing.
Dude, it's so weird, because, like, M. Night Shyamalan made so many bad movies there for a while.
Oh, yeah, man.
And then he blamed it all
Marky
on the...
Mark.
Yeah, the one where the trees eat people?
Yeah, man.
And then he blamed it all on the studios.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went independent.
What was the one with Paul Giamatti? Wasn't that Lady in the
Water? Yeah, that
was
also not
Lady
very
of the
good.
Lake or
yeah,
something?
Lady
yeah,
in the Water.
Bad.
Yeah. And, like, we're going to watch Fantastic Beasts. We're going to watch that one next. And then he made that one about the killer grandma. Remember that one?
Mm-mm.
Home Sweet Home, I think it was called?
Nope. Missed that one.
And he made that independently, and everyone was like, wow, M. Night Shyamalan's back, and he's like, I never went away. The studios just ruined my other movies.
Sure, they did.
That's, I mean, that's what he says, and I kind of tend to believe him, because then he made Split, which was supposed to be incredible, and now he's making this Glass movie, which Chat's hyped about. Like, I just don't know how you can make a terrible movie about trees eating people, and then 10 years later, people were still hyped on your stuff.
I don't know.
Man should run for president.
Maybe that tree one was just like a dud.
No, because he had a lot of duds there.
He had like two duds.
The tree eating people counts as about 8 duds. Okay, that's a really bad movie.
It was his form of like global warming visualization.
Okay, 50 duds. I upped it now that I heard that. All right,
I'm sure that's what it meant.
Can the trees walk? I think they could move, right?
No.
Well, then how do you die to a tree?
It was a chemical they put in the air. And then the wind killed them.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Can we look at his just Wikipedia and just see here?
Are you going to trust a man that looks like that?
Dude, people in Hollywood can be ugly. All right, I'm fine with that. What, you think Martin Scorsese looks good? Okay, so he made Sixth Sense. Okay, that's like his big one. All right? And that's where he's the writer and director. He also made Unbreakable, writer and director. Okay. Signs, writer and director. Signs was okay. Like, it wasn't,
it was
like
critically received.
Like,
I
the
thought.
Problem, like, with The Sixth Sense is that it had such an amazing twist, is that every movie he made afterwards for a while, everyone wanted a twist, and mm-hmm. some of them had twists. Some of them were just normal movie style twists that happened in all movies,
right.
And everyone got mad.
Yeah, the biggest dud of his entire career we missed, though.
Last Airbender?
Yes.
Yeah, After Earth.
Oh my god!
Remember that movie?
Yes,
dude?
I do.
The Visit, The Village was good. I kind of liked The Village. Lady in the Water, I think, was okay. The Happening is that terrible tree movie. Yep. This is the terrible tree movie. Yeah. All right, Platano, if you like this tree movie, you got to reevaluate your life.
Yeah.
Okay?
That was really bad.
I don't know what Devil is. Oh, that's that one about the one in the elevator.
He didn't direct it, but
no,
he
wrote it. So that's probably got twisted by Hollywood. Dude, if he wrote and direct After Earth, I take it all back. Yeah, The Visit, that's it. The one where the grandma eats people.
Ah.
And then he did Split, and then he did Glass. Hmm. But the Visit was apparently like the one that reinvigorated his career. Check The Happening on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see. Critical reception has an 18%, gave the film a positive review. 18%, Platano. It's bad.
18.
18, Platano.
Yeah, that's real bad.
The average rating is a 4 out of 10.
But honestly, it was so funny.
Yeah, see, I didn't see this one because it was supposed to be a horror movie. So, like...
I'll stay shut
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man.
I did like it. Ah, no.
And see, this one had...
No.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 65%. For The Visit. Split has 76%.
Jesus.
I don't know, man. I'm a wuss, Blue. I don't like scary movies.
He wrote Stuart Little? He wrote Stuart Little!
Yeah, that's back when he needed money. Because that's pre-Sixth Sense.
Dude, Stuart Little was the shit, though. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not saying anything bad about Stuart Little, man.
Yeah, he wrote Stuart Little.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Wow.
Wrote Stuart Little, huh?
That's crazy.
Let's see, this one has 66%, so. Stuart Little, dude. All right, let's watch Harry Potter. And then we'll... This trailer is 3 minutes long. This better be good. All right. I love Harry Potter. You like Harry Potter, right?
I liked Harry Potter,
I'm scared
yes.
of Professor Dumbledore.
Everyone is scared of something.
Ridiculous!
Nostalgia bombs.
You're up next. That's an unusual one. What Mr. Scamander fears above everything else is...
Having to work in an office, sir.
Go ahead, Newt.
Ridiculous.
Oh, he's transfiguring Boggart's hive.
Magic bloomed. Only in rare souls. Still, we must skulk in shadows.
God, Johnny Depp, dude. God, I hate Johnny Depp!
But the old ways serve us no longer.
I know he wasn't. He ruined the first one for me.
We've heard the rumors. Grindelwald had a vision that he would rise to dominance over the wizarding world.
So you're asking
what
me to
the
help
fuck
down.
Are those things?
Leftovers from Aquaman.
That was terrifying.
I can't.
Yeah, Blue, this is the sequel.
It has to be you. In your shoes, I'd probably refuse to. It's late. Good evening, Newt.
Oh, come on.
You underestimate your talents, Mr. Scamander.
Their arrogance is a key to our victory.
Muggles are not lesser. Not disposable.
You're too good, Newt. You never met a monster you couldn't love.
Credence!
any idea what's going on?
Mr. Scamander.
Do you think Dumbledore will mourn for you?
I still hate they use the Harry Potter theme. This ain't Harry Potter, dude.
Are you a ghost?
No. I'm alive. But I'm an alchemist and therefore immortal.
Oh.
Nicola Flamel.
Jacob Kowalski.
Oh.
Oh, you don't look a day over 375.
What the fuck?
That's kind of cool. Nicholas Flamel's in it. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Here's my opinion on Fantastic Beasts overall. Shut up. Is that... I feel like they try to make it too Harry Potter-ish.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like no one will go see it unless it's Harry Potter. And they don't need to make it Harry Potter. Honestly, I really enjoyed the first one until Johnny Depp showed up and ruined the movie. Because I don't like Johnny Depp.
Why don't you like Johnny
Depp? He's Johnny Depp in everything, man. I'm tired of him. Get someone else. Why do you have to get... We need some weird guy... about Johnny Depp. It's like, oh, we got a movie about a skeleton. Let's get Tim Burton. You know, he's a stereotype of himself, man.
Well, yeah.
And I know that's a very unpopular opinion because I thought chat would side with me when I talked about this 6 months ago, and they all turned on me, and they're like, we love Johnny Depp, so I know I'm all alone.
Everybody.
Okay?
Everybody likes Johnny Depp, man. You can't beat Captain Jack Sparrow.
You can. He sucks. He did too many of those movies, too.
Well, yes, he did too many, but the first one, you can't beat.
Okay, well, anyway, so I don't know. I kind of like that. I like that they're opening it up into a wider world. Like, when they said there's going to be five of these movies, I think there's going to be five, right after the first one came out, I was like, how are they going to do that? Because, like, Newt Scrimmager is not that interesting. Like, he's a cool guy, and the Niffler is the greatest thing to ever happen to cinema, by the way. I agree with you, Blue. But I didn't see. But now they're bringing in, like, I like Jude Law's Dumbledore, and that's cool, you know? I don't really care that they go back to Hogwarts. And, like, that's the thing to me. Like, that's just, oh, we got to show some Hogwarts. Otherwise, people won't get it.
Yeah, or else they won't come to the Harry Potter world.
Yeah, you can make a magic universe world without having it be Harry Potter. I mean, it's the same problem I have with, like, Star Wars, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you can't make a movie unless Darth Vader's in it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you don't need Darth Vader. You could just make a good movie, you know, in the Star Wars universe.
Right.
You know, and you don't need C-3PO,
man.
You never
saw Solo.
You saw someone. Chewbacca's in that one.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
You just can't have a movie without something.
Yeah,
and I wish that wasn't true. I wish the general mass theater audience weren't idiots.
I think C-3PO you know? And the R2 weren't there.
Whatever, man.
Lando was kind of there.
A lot of people have problems with David Yates because they like think he's really boring.
Who's David Yates?
The director of this one and the last four Harry Potter movies.
What?
I think he's great.
The last four are the best ones.
That's what I agree 100%. It's the third one. And then, dude, the freaking cinematography in Half-Blood Prince. Oh, my God. It gets my nipples, man. It's just... That scope, dude. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful.
The scope?
Yeah, man, that CinemaScope shots of the outsides. Big, wide lenses. Oh.
That's the one when, like, they go to the fucking get the Horcrux. Yeah. And Dumbledore, right?
Yeah, that's a beautiful movie. Okay?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't am me. We will end our friendship
right
now. It looks
good, yeah, but it was boring. You can't beat Order of the Phoenix, though, where they have that big old fight.
Order of the Phoenix is the worst Harry Potter movie.
It's the best one.
It's the worst one.
Isn't that the one with the pink lady?
Yes, that's a really good movie, too. But it's not that good.
It's good.
That fight in Order of the Phoenix is one of the biggest problems that people have with David Yates.
Not really.
Is because they're like, they're wizards and all they do is make flame snakes. And I'm like, I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was very creative.
Yeah.
He made glass turn into sand.
I know, I thought it was cool, too, but people hate it. So I think a lot of people like lob complaints at this stuff because they're like, oh... Look at this. More fighting. David Yates.
More
gotta
random,
it.
Weird
and like,
cat
I'm,
things.
I'm one of my favorite things about this series is that he's doing it still. Yeah. So that honestly is one of the greatest things to me. So, but I think that's an unpopular opinion. Although, chat seems to not disagree with me. So,
dude,
I don't know. I live in Bizarro World today where they're kind of on my
three
side about Johnny Depp.
Best Harry Potter movies, for sure.
Well, three is is such an important movie because it changed it from kids' movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four tried its hardest to be good.
Is three? No, three's not the one.
Three is the one that Alfonso Cuarón did with the time travel and
okay, that was
Sirius
the one.
Black.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the fourth one is the one Buckbeak. where the guy from Twilight dies. Robert Pattinson's in
that. That one's the Goblet of Fire?
Yes.
Did you put your name into the Goblet of Fire?
That movie.
That one could be skipped.
Yeah. That one is only important because Voldemort comes back.
Yeah.
It's the only reason. But then the fifth one is the only one that wasn't written by Steve Kloves. And so that's why
it's Order.
Right, Order of the Phoenix. That's why it kind of has a different pace than the other ones. But it's still good. And then the last ones are masterpieces, in my opinion.
Half-Blood,
and then the last two. Yeah. Those are great.
Yeah, dude, I love the Harry Potter movies. They're great.
They're fantastic.
For sure.
And I think these are going to be good, too. I just wish they would try to not make them Harry Potter. Like, give them their own personality.
Nostalgia.
Right. It's like, I feel like anytime a movie has to lean on that, it's because it's trying to make up for something.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, if they're a good movie, just make them good movies, you know?
Yeah.
But the Niffler, I mean, honestly, I just watch an hour and a half of the Niffler just looking for coins, dude.
Fuck off with that thing.
You don't like the Niffler?
It's a Porg. It's for toys only.
It is. How dare you compare the Niffler to Porg?
I just did.
The same at all.
It's the exact same. Contributes nothing to the plot.
Okay, first of all, he does contribute to the plot because he's the reason Newt can afford to do stuff because he eats coins and stuff. All right. Where's that Niffler at? Where's he at in this trailer? Where's he at, man? Where's the Niffler? Where's he at, man? I need the Niffler. There he is. Look at this. Look at this.
It's a platypus.
Dude, yeah, it's a platypus with great feet. Look at this thing. Look at it. Look at it. All right, you're telling me this isn't one of the most adorable things in all of cinema?
It's better than a pork.
It's 100% better than a pork. Look at that. You're telling me you wouldn't want one of those in your house?
I mean, I definitely would. I would not want a pork.
No, I wouldn't want a porg either. The mess would be unbelievable.
Yeah, they're also terribly ugly. They're disgusting.
They're not that bad.
They're really bad.
That's still that
scene.
They
were also terribly animated.
Yes.
I feel like.
Well, and that's but that scene, you got to admit, when Chewie is eating that porg.
That was disgusting.
That was the best scene in all of The Last Jedi.
Immediately, I would grab it.
Well, I know.
It's
not really in Chewie's nature to just be like, hey, sorry, porgs. Now we're friends, you know.
Yeah, no, he didn't do that.
No, but, well, he did do it.
Well, he did do it.
He did.
The plot wanted more porgs in it.
Yep. Yeah, that's your film
anymore,
series,
man. Fuck that shit.
That's your film series.
Solo was not as bad as I expected.
I still haven't seen it.
I haven't seen
anything.
I thought
literally the last movie I saw in theaters, I think, was Avengers.
Yeah.
I blew it, you know?
Well, I didn't see Solo in the theaters. I saw Deadpool in theaters.
Oh, I did see Deadpool. We went together to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was
good.
That was fine.
I forgot we went and saw that.
Then I saw Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How good was that, man?
That was so good, man.
I bet it was the best movie you'd seen.
It was the best movie ever.
Yeah. Britt's not watching. You can give me your actual opinion.
Yeah, it was so good, man.
Sucks.
Yeah,
I think Britt listens to the show, by the way.
What do you mean?
Like, she actually downloads it and listens to it.
Oh, yeah. She downloads a lot of podcasts.
She's got to not listen to this one, though.
Why?
Because it's terrible.
Oh, yeah. It's really bad.
It's bad for her. To listen
They're
to what
all
we have
bad,
to say,
probably. So,
well, I mean, not like the content's bad. I mean, like, it's bad that she listens. Oh, great, she's still here.
She might like go like undiscovered or something. That's why it didn't pop up.
Well, that's not
she
fair.
She says she watches the show.
Well, she needs to not.
Okay.
Britt, don't listen or watch to the show. Be like Chris.
Yeah. Don't care.
Just
We don't have anything smart to say, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, and I want to be able to express my true feelings, and I can't do that with your judgmental ears upon us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should be able to talk about breasts all I want. Okay? And I can't do that.
Well, Chris is right out there.
Chris does not care.
All of what you say.
She does not care.
Well, yeah, but still, your whole, I need an amenity to say what I want
to
say.
No, because Chris tries to get away.
Mm-hmm.
My voice follows her in her opinion.
Okay.
Like, she's trying to not listen actively.
Gotcha.
But I'm so loud, she has to. Britt is
sense.
Here accepting it, and I don't want that.
Well, too bad, man. Too bad.
Yeah, I need your help to make her not listen.
Can't do that.
Stomp her iPhone.
Not gonna do that.
Yeah, Blue. I think Chris actually said last night Why did Blue come up last night?
Her?
We were talking about Canada, Buffalo Wild Wings, I think, right?
Yeah. I don't remember Blue coming up.
Maybe it was before you got there.
It might have been.
So I think we had a trivia question about Canada.
Uh-huh.
And Chris was like, Blue likes me better than you.
Yeah, that was before I was there.
And like, I was like, that's not true. But then I remembered that it was.
Yeah.
I did host her last night in the middle of Buffalo Wild Wings. I forgot that happened because I had drank too much at that point, and it's all blur. Okay, can we end the stupid show? I'm like petering out now. It's like I'm like a Model T is running out of gas on the middle of a dirt road. I'm just just whatever's happening.
Yes, we can end. We've made the 2 hours.
I don't know how we did that. My body powered down an hour and 15 minutes ago.
Movie trailers.
Thank God for time fillers, man. That's all I gotta say. Good Lord. All right, guys. Well, we did it. We provided our contractual obligation, 2 hours of content on a Sunday afternoon.
Bam! Two.
And you guys were here and you chatted, bam, and I appreciate that. So, here's the promotions and stuff. Sub, tip, do the things. Follow us on social media. I need to type exclamation point goodbye in a chat. Good. Bye.
Got this, man. You boom. Got this.
There's all the links. Join the Discord, the Twitter, the social medias, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Reddits. They're all Seth and Colby. All the video on demands are at YouTube. So if you listen on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher to the audio version, you can watch the shows.
Watch it.
Like, we literally made iTunes listeners listen to the audio of trailers for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they listen.
We used to do
that. I know.
We used to.
I just feel like they would have a better time watching it. So it's at youtube.com/Seth and Colby. Join the Discord if you're not on the Discord. We're going to put up a poll for Colby Plays Games on Thursday. We'll put that up probably tomorrow morning. So you can get on there and vote between the four games that Colby will have to play on Thursday. Just Dance 2012, Just Dance 2013, Just Dance 2014, and Just Dance 2015 are all going to be on the options. So go ahead and check that out.
You know you'll get cut, right?
Oh my god, dude. So yeah, that's a thing. So play Dark Souls. Dark Souls will be on the list. Dark Souls 3 will be on the list. I think it's gonna be Breath of the Wild, Uncharted 4, Dark Souls 3, and another game that I gotta pick from the list. I think that's what it'll be. So make sure you vote in the poll for Dark Souls 3 because I really want Colby to play that game. It's a good game, man.
They'll pick what they want to see me play.
That's true. They will.
So
they are their own people. Yeah. So guys, thanks so much for watching. We do appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you on Thursday. At everyone, Blue, you can join. Just join the at Seth and Colby fans role on Discord. There's a roles channel on the Discord, and you just click the icons, and then we at Seth and Colby fans whenever show goes live, because at everyone notifies everyone.
Oh yeah,
and the roles notify only the people who want to be notified. So. Although that bot might be broken, Blue, you can be my guinea pig. You can tell me if the role works because that bot left the channel, so I don't know if it still works. Figure that out later.
Probably not then, right?
So Blue said it worked.
Okay.
Yeah, so suck it. All right. No. Let's end the show.
All right.
Okay, guys. See you Thursday. Have a great rest of your week. SethandColby.com for all the stuff. P.O. Box. Mail us things. P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 60275. All right.
Do it.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Do it.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.